Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Running to Tell, was written by Kirsten Holmberg. The modern-day marathon is based on the story of a Greek messenger, Pheidippides. According to legend, in 490 BC, he ran approximately 25 miles, or 40 kilometers, from Marathon to Athens to announce the Greeks' victory against their formidable foe, the invading Persians. Today, people run marathons for the personal satisfaction of an athletic achievement, but Pheidippides had a greater purpose behind his effort. Each of his steps was run for the sheer joy of delivering good news to his kinsmen. Some 500 years later, two women also ran to deliver good news, the most pivotal news in all of history. When Mary and Mary Magdalene arrived at the tomb where Jesus had been placed after his crucifixion, they found it empty. An angel told them that Jesus had risen from the dead and to go quickly and tell his disciples. The women, afraid yet filled with joy, ran to tell the disciples what they discovered. May we have the same joyful exuberance at the resurrection of Jesus, and may it invigorate us to share the good news with others. We may not even need to run farther than next door to find someone who needs to know about our Savior. He won the battle against death so we might live victoriously with Him forever. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we do celebrate because you didn't stay in the grave, but you rose again and overcame death. Thank you for enduring death so that we may have true life. Help us to be like the women in this story who were so filled with excitement that they couldn't wait to tell others the good news that you have risen. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.